Okay, we're back.
All right.
We were never
gone. Whoa, hard. We're back. Holy cow.
We were gone for like a 30-second ad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, totally.
We were eating s'mores.
S'mores dip.
Yeah.
That was delicious.
In 30 seconds.
It was,
yeah.
We were great.
I'm still working on mine because I'm savoring it. Everybody else is a bunch of pigs.
And you're not eating it in your new helmet of awesome. So it doesn't taste as good as it could.
Yeah, no, dude, I'm not a monster. I'm not going to soil my helmet.
Chocolatey.
You're not answering the question that I've always wondered is how do the Mandalorians eat?
Exactly. We need to know.
With a really long straw.
By taking off their helmet like everybody else.
With a straw. Everything is liquefied.
But what about like the ones that don't take off their helmet?
It's a still suit.
They still took their helmets off to eat and drink.
Osmosis.
Just nobody looked at it.
Did you watch the show?
Yeah.
They absorb it into their bodies. It's osmosis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At steak dinner, same deal.
Osmosis.
Anyway.
Okay, so let's continue on. I'll tell you about some more stuff that we saw. I am further away from the microphone, and that is why I sound different, and I'm coughing. Fun.
You sound just fine.
Yeah. So...
A little bit like General Grievous, but...
Oh. Well, that's too bad.
General Kenobi.
Wait, in a good way or a bad way?
Just the coughing way.
The coughing way?
And also
that you're
evil.
Well, hello there.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. So, we got to... we got to do another roundtable for a new show on the Popcorn Network, and it is
Popcorn Flix.
Popcorn Flix. Well, it's Popcorn Flix channel on the Popcorn. There's a couple different.
Oh, really?
They had a couple different channels. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so this is called Salvage Marines.
What's that about?
So, one second.
Tell them the premise.
Okay, so we got a screener for it. And so Salvage Marines is about, it's about a far-flung future where people are, corporations have kind of taken over a little bit. People are in debt. And one of the ways to get out of debt
is
to
become a salvage. Oh, so it's 2022.
Yeah, kind of.
Nice.
So one of the ways to get out of debt is to become a salvage marine. And basically, they are a military unit mixed with a salvage crew, essentially.
They basically go on suicide missions where there's... sorry. My mic's on now.
Oh, there you go.
They go on suicide missions, basically. They're the... what's that? I can't think now.
So, okay. Let me get... So...
The mortality rate is over 80%.
Oh, dang.
So,
yeah.
That's no good.
So let me give you, to give you an idea, this will kind of give an idea of flavor it, because Casper Van Dien is starring in it. He was from the original Starship Troopers movie in the 90s.
And a bunch of stuff in between.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff in between. But the reason I mention that is because it really has that kind of vibe to it. Like, it feels like a... Almost
it
like
feels
like a spiritual successor.
Yeah, because it feels like it could be in that universe. It's not, but it feels like it could be.
Yeah, it doesn't have much to do with aliens anymore. It feels like it could be, though. It's actually based on some books.
Actually, based on their interview, it sounds like there are some aliens in it.
Oh, no. Well, there weren't any aliens so far.
So far, but we only watched the first episode.
That's true. No, but they said that it wasn't about bugs. But they do the book, the author of the book that it's based on did mention them in it as one of the, like, things in space. It was one of the interview things. It was cool. It was interesting. It was a really cool interview. We also got to see their panel, and, man, they seemed like they were having a good time. So they're on the Popcorn Network. So Popcorn Flix. So, actually, you can watch this show for free. Popcorn Flix is a free channel.
Oh, cool.
What?
Oh, I like free.
Take them from my hand.
Sorry.
Jeez. Trying to hand him something. He's staring at it like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
What are you showing me? I'm handing you your cards.
It's on the back. It's all like, I'm like, what is that?
I was trying to do it nonchalantly so we wouldn't derail here.
Well, those are some cool cards.
Derail.
I have cards just like that.
I just like that. Dude, bro.
Sweet. So do
I. Okay, so we also got to interview an ice cream truck called Cool House. And I didn't realize that we were talking to somebody that was a marketing exec for Peacock. And so... No,
we weren't talking to a marketing exec. We were talking to one of the heads of the Star Wars franchise from Star Trek franchise from Paramount.
Oh, I thought he was marketing. Thought
he was talking to...
I thought I was talking to an one ice of the cream people from
the ice cream truck.
I didn't, well, yeah.
Which the ice cream truck is owned by women, no men, which makes that even funnier.
No, I thought he was part of the company.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I know it's woman owned. I just thought it was like.
Yeah. One of yeah.
Guys. Where did the peacock come?
Keep on digging, Matt. Keep on digging.
Well, I'm not digging.
He figured it out real quick.
I figured it out like mid interview.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
No, it was before mid interview. It was like in the first two or three sentences.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm not the exact middle. Just while we were doing it.
It was at like, the beginning.
Yeah, when you ask a Star Trek question and you get like a very detailed answer, you're like, oh, this isn't just like a really big fan.
This isn't an ice cream slinger.
Yeah.
This dude works for the company.
Whoa. Yeah. So, well, so they go,
I am Star Trek.
To be fair, the email that I got said to talk about the ice cream, and that's what I was trying to talk about. And then it went to the show, which is really cool. It was a way to promote the... anniversary, it's the 30th anniversary,
I believe? It's the...
Or 40th.
50th.
Yeah, Star Trek's been around.
50th or 40th anniversary of Wrath of Khan.
It was for Wrath of Khan.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what... I think it was the 40th anniversary of Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So that's why the name of the 70s. Ice cream is... The ice cream truck was the Wrath of Pecan. So it was literally they had ice cream sandwiches with pecan ice cream and chocolate chip cookies, and Matt, like the monster he is, ate one.
I was directed on camera, and you can see that I was under duress, and so I had to eat the ice cream sandwich, even though it contains both sugar and gluten.
Oh yes, it was you're forced on him.
Huh?
You were underdressed.
Duress.
Oh, underdressed.
I mean. Okay. A little bit. It was a really fancy ice cream sandwich too.
It was really good ice cream.
When you ate it, did you shake your fist in the air and go, pecans?
Oh, why did we not do that? You can tell we're not big Trek fans.
Yeah. Hindsight is 20/20, yeah, friends.
I can tell.
But yeah, so we
none of us has basically got
asked this ice cream truck to promote it. And it was really I do cool.
with these.
So you can check that out. We actually have that one as a live, one of our live check-ins on Facebook. That was also very, very cool.
Yeah, I'll definitely be interested in seeing that interview.
We then got to talk to some of the cast and writers for the Orville, the TV show.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting because like they were talking about how it really started as a comedy and kind of got its own, basically got its own legs and really became more of a serious show. Like not just a parody of Star Trek, but it in and of itself is now a bigger show.
It's still a comedy. They just don't leave.
No, it is still comedy, but it's not just a parody.
It's not just
comedy. It gets, can be
it can get serious.
Yeah. Like The Good Place. It's its own thing. Yeah, like The Good Place.
Yeah, you can be comedy and be deep at the same time.
Right, so but they were talking about how it's not just a parody anymore. Like
right,
how they're
right.
not just a Trek parody. Now they're
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about the show.
I need to watch it.
I've watched the first season. I haven't watched season two yet. They were promoting season 3 because it's on Hulu now because
because
it was a Fox title.
Yeah, right.
So it was on hiatus since 2019 until they figured out what they wanted to do with it, so it's going to Hulu.
Nice.
Yeah, we've loved it. I think Brian's probably seen almost all of it.
I haven't seen season 3 yet.
Season 3's not out yet.
Oh, okay.
The couple episodes that I watched were really good. I only got to watch a few here and there because I just can't watch all the TV in the world, unfortunately. I like.
Come you, on, you Matt.
Know, I really try. I really do. I swear.
You're the worst.
It is your job for this Matt, podcast.
You are the worst.
I do at least 8 hours. Okay.
Matt is the most awesome person here besides me tonight because he brought me a Boba Fett helmet.
Can't argue with that. Yeah, legit can't argue.
Don't worry.
I mean, it's
I
by
can,
a
but I will not
a hair's breadth in awesomeness above you guys. But just saying.
Don't worry.
That definitely helps.
You need a microscope to measure the
Steve,
distance between
I
you guys and him.
Extra hair, just nice. So that I can
don't,
be above that.
You know what? Don't worry. My popularity in the podcast has wavered, just up and down. Just
or you know,
all the
mostly
less down,
down
and more down.
So
less down, more down. The downiest.
Okay. Anyway,
so,
moving
so
on.
So I got at least just two more things to mention.
Okay.
So two more big things to mention. So on Friday. Yes, Friday. We had basically a free day.
Talk about the other thing first, because that thing's more important than the other thing. It was the best thing we did the entire week.
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Did you get some sleep?
I know. Talk about the thing that was less important.
Okay.
Less, well, not necessarily less important, but...
Cool.
Save the absolute most
best
awesome thing we did for last.
Save the best for last.
We
Good
are
plan.
At the edge of our seats.
Good plan. Okay, so on
no, you're not,
Saturday,
you're a liar.
we got invited to a National Geographic event. It was a an event to celebrate the premiere of Limitless, which is a series about Chris Hemsworth basically improving himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new series.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get a little card and show you. But
mm-hmm.
basically, we got to go to a roof party. There was an open bar. There were tacos. There were Chris Hemsworth's favorite smoothie. There was a
what is
Chris
Hemsworth's
favorite
smoothie
snacks.
I can't remember what all is in it. It was very green.
It was a green smoothie.
I will.
But it had fruits
it had,
and
it
vegetables.
Had kale. It had kale.
I think
I'm
I
sure
figured,
it did, but
100%.
It was absolutely
and grass probably.
Kale, lime, avocado.
Kale, lime, avocado. Yeah.
Can't remember.
It was very
else.
Green.
Yeah, it was super green.
He really
sounds
likes
great
the
for you.
So was Chris there?
No.
Why?
Unfortunately,
Max?
Not. Hey, I don't get to control that.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
Terrible.
But there was a pool, and somebody did fall into it. Because. You know,
was it you?
No. Surprisingly enough, no.
Was it Steve?
I stayed so far away from the pool.
Okay.
Somebody did fall in it though.
There was
with
this,
she had her purse and everything like completely soaked.
Oh no!
Yeah,
I bet that cell phone is done.
There's a good, very good possibility. There, but,
not if it's a new cell phone. Most of them can handle that.
There was a camera also that aged you 10 years forward. So in 10 years, I'm going to look very similar, just with some little extra wrinkles. I got the picture here somewhere.
It's because Matt's young.
Is your beard back? Did you look in the camera and see your beard again?
No. He's going to keep it off for 10 years at least.
He should not ever.
No. It's already starting to grow. Thank goodness.
Well, it's going to be gone.
Looks pretty good.
We saw that 10 years.
I mean, you look awesome.
The look he's giving
Han Solo
you right
is getting
now.
The Ron Swanson look
we,
from Steve
yeah,
right now.
I mean,
really
we saw
no, there's too much smile here.
We saw the 10-year picture, so it's going to be gone at least in 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
He's going to shave it off again.
Now it's Ron Swanson.
but the best part about that weird roof party, not weird roof party.
No, it wasn't
improv,
a weird roof
it wasn't
party.
Weird.
It
wasn't
cool.
It was a cool
roof
party.
It can be
we
both.
Just,
at
we
the
just
same
didn't
time.
Know.
Two things can be true.
We didn't know it was a roof party. We had no idea what the event was. They just invited
no, we
us.
Knew it was a party.
We knew it was a, promotional event, but I thought it was going to be more like them showing clips and like talking about it instead of just like a straight up. Hey, come hang out on this roof. It's awesome.
Oh,
and there
did
was a pool
the
on
email?
The roof.
No.
But they had tacos.
That's why.
Do you just like
I browsed it.
The email said what we were doing.
I browsed it.
Matt doesn't read.
I would have been like,
read.
I would have been, like, oh hey, there's taco. They have tacos. I'm there.
Okay, so
I like tacos.
So the email basically said, we're going to eat things and try things that Chris likes and do the things that Chris likes for
I thought it was more
physical and health improvement.
Yeah,
I thought it was more of a,
souls.
See, I thought it was more of a, like,
Chris likes tacos.
Like, presentation.
He doesn't.
And, like, a presentation, and like, they're like, hey, Chris has a snack, everybody, come grab a snack real quick.
Are you mad because you tried one of his smoothies and you didn't get swole?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
No, we already know he was swole because of the earlier thing we did in the tram where he just ripped the doors open and other people were like, I couldn't get the doors open. It was so hard to do.
It's true.
It took both of us yanking on it.
Well, see, your problem is you it's not enough just to eat the things he eats. You have to do his workouts. So you got to do like the thing with the big old chains.
Yep, you know what? In the Thor movie. Speaking of doing the things he does, I got to tell you about the best part because I did save the best part of that for last. There was a little seating area that was cut with some like little curtains that was closed off, and there were
iPads. Called?
Oh, I will. I'm getting there. Okay. There's iPads with headphones. It was called the Zen Den, and the Zen Den was a place where you sat, you put these headphones on, and there was a Chris Hemsworth-led breathing like exercises. So, a tiny bit of meditation, basically. let me tell you, his voice is very relaxing. I couldn't help but smile the whole time. Like, it was great.
I think Kyle's there too right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
that sounds like a good time.
I think he was smiling on the inside because he was zoned out and in
he was in the den. Zen den.
I have photo proof. Nice. There was no smile. It was just
all zen.
Oh my gosh.
But his sunglasses, so you can see his eyes. But
just listening to Chris Hemsworth's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was soothing.
And I'll show you. We're going to breathe in.
Yeah, this is Matt. No, literally like that.
Take Kyle, a slow, will you please do deep that? Breath.
Okay.
See oh, how wow. relaxed
Yeah, he does
Matt
look
is.
Relaxed. Oh, my gosh.
I was pretty relaxed, man.
Very relaxed.
Yeah. I'm relaxed just looking at you.
I was pretty dang relaxed,
just
man.
Relaxed looking at Yeah, it's yeah, relaxing just looking at the state of bliss that Matt is in.
Hey, Kyle, will you do that? Record your own version of that?
Sure thing.
It'll be wonderful.
I do charge a fee.
That's the green
yeah.
stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm. Nice. I will post I have posted our limitless rooftop party on put pictures on Facebook and Instagram yet, but I will.
Nice. So
very cool.
I've been busy.
there was one more thing that I think I was in a state of bliss, but for about 20 minutes. So on our day that we didn't have any interviews, we went a little bit early. And I got into the standby line for the D&D Tavern experience for the new movie.
Yes.
And
because okay, so we tried. It was RSVP to begin with, and we missed the RSVP.
I missed
it. It was 2 weeks prior. Missed it by about 10 or 15 minutes.
I missed it by 10 minutes. I checked it right
you
before.
Checked it, like, on your lunch break or something that day?
I took an early lunch break because I thought it would be releasing at noon California time. And I thought, if they're going to release it, they're going to do, like, at noon, or they're going to do it at, like, 3, 4, 5, you know. So I was like, they're probably not going to do it at 1. They did it at 1. I missed it by 10 minutes.
I'm sorry.
No, they released it at 11 California time.
I'm sorry.
No, they did release it at noon.
Noon.
California, our time.
Our time, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking they were going to release
it. So they released it at 11.
I was thinking they were aiming for one of the, like, evens. So.
Yeah. He checked it, and that was, like, 15 minutes after I went to bed.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The other Chris.
Huh?
Chris Pine's going to be
Chris Pine.
What's
her name? Michelle Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Justice Smith.
Okay.
And I can't think of the other two people.
No, so we did see the interviews afterwards.
We saw a couple of them.
Well, we saw the little snippet they put online with the cast interview and with the writers, and the writers are hardcore players, so it means they're going to have good stuff.
It sounds like the writers have been playing D&D since at least the 70s or 80s. So know the material pretty well.
That's good.
So that gives me a lot of hope that they're not going to bomb this one like the last ones.
But we should get back to this tavern. So, Steve, why don't you describe this tavern experience for us?
So, we're waiting in line. So they had... Okay, I'll show you the picture because I took a picture of the front. I don't know if you guys saw it. It is cool. It is very cool. Going back, scrolling through. So we're standing in line, standby, since we missed the RSVP. And we thought, okay, you know, we might be here a long time. We were, just over an hour in line waiting?
A little over an hour, yeah.
Which wasn't bad. Oh, crap. I can't find the picture now. But anyway, they had a, it was an empty building that they took over. They had a fake face, because it was a corner building, and it basically styled like a medieval tavern, or, you know, D&D-esque. So you go kind of in through there to the entrance, go in the entrance, and there's a hallway that they're moving people through, and there's alcoves along the hallway with, like, D&D monsters and stuff. So there's a beholder in one of the alcoves. There's a few different things. I got brief video through there, which I will also be posting. Then you get into a big, like, it's a huge room, and it's completely decked out, and, like, you're in D&D, like, completely. Even a lot of the people that were working in there were like, in costume and in character.
Nice.
So, we walked through. There was a huge, like, center floor area where I think there were a couple standing tables. Then you go up to the other side. There's a long, slightly curved bar where there are a couple bartenders are getting the drink that they had for everybody. You could get either, it was Dragon's Brew, you could get it either spiked or not spiked, which is basically like, it was like a mule, basically.
Okay.
The spiked one, so nice. It was good. But they had it in D&D cups, which I wish they would have given one of the mugs to people that were able to do it, which they didn't, but...
That's my only regret, is that they didn't give us the mugs, or that just put one in a bag.
But they all had an ice cube.
I wish I would have kind of...
They all glowed green, so it was really cool.
Yeah, I'm awesome. Seeing the glowing cubes but right anyway, now, actually.
Yeah. We sat down at a table with a few other people and enjoyed those for a bit, took some pictures and video, talked to people for a few minutes, and then somebody on the stage down on the floor talked a little bit, a couple people did, and then they went into an experience right after that ended our time in there. And I'm going to pause real quick because I have the video for that to show you three, so you know what we're talking about.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
We're back.
From outer space.
Yes.
So we just watched the video. But if you haven't checked it out, go ahead and check it out. I believe we posted a big bunch of it on our Facebook page and on Instagram.
Yeah, we posted a little bit of video and pictures from the D&D Tavern.
That was so cool.
Basically, it was a 4D experience. There was drinking songs. It was hanging out in a tavern for 20 minutes.
With an awesome dragon.
Yeah, with an awesome dragon. It's a thing that if you play D&D, it takes about 20 minutes of hanging out. That would have been a 4-hour session.
Yeah.
I agree. Yes.
Just the dragon attack and ensuing battle after that.
They did give they did give us a QR code, which redirected to the Hasbro had just announced, and they had launched a.
They've officially launched their D&D toy department.
Neat.
The first figure that they are releasing that comes out in, at least that they've announced, comes out in either January or February. January. It's a gelatinous cube.
Oh, sweet.
Which is big enough for any of their 6-inch action figure line to fit in.
Smart.
Oh, it's like it's probably 8 inches square.
It's huge.
Or cube, I mean.
It's pretty. It's bigger than I thought it would be, honestly.
Yeah, it was way bigger than I thought it was going to be. So me and Matt, because we had got the QR codes, we were able to pre-order them. So we did.
Nice. Good job.
Now we just need figures to put in them.
Cute.
Nice.
So I'm hoping that they'll start releasing the action figures between now and then.
I'm sure they will.
I already know what I'll put in first, because it'll probably be the first one I get. Which isn't part of this line. It was based on the new D&D Dark Alliance game that came out at the beginning of the year or end of last year, whenever it was.
Yeah.
So they have a Drizzt Do'Urden and a Gwynevar set.
Cool.
So, like the monster I am, if I get that, I'm putting Drizzt in the gelatinous cube.
Sucks to be them.
If there's a particular, if there's a character in the movie that I'm just like a little annoyed by, we can put him in the cube. I think that'll be the best use of it.
So yeah, talking about the movie, we've all seen the trailer. Maybe. It sounds like the movie is in fact set in Faerun, which makes it that even that much that yeah better.
It's that much cooler that they're doing that, because that's the world that most of the books are in.
A lot of the fiction.
So it's going to be a great time. It's going to be awesome.
They actually, there's one of the locations said in the movie, because the producers of the movie asked a guy that works for Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast if there was a prison setting already in the world that they could use in this location. So they actually created this prison and set it in a module for the game before they filmed the movie. So,
oh wow,
there's an actual prison in the game. I think it's in Icewind Dale somewhere, or somewhere in the Frozen. I think part of the movie takes place in Icewind Dale. That's a guess, but which is, you know, snowy and stuff. So they have this new prison location somewhere in the setting that you can actually play in the game.
Heck yeah. That's awesome.
So
that is awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's one of those cool things, like, so this is one of the unique cases where you can literally play an RPG in the game world of the movie that you're going to watch. Because a lot of times people will, like, try to translate movies into D&D type stuff, or they'll take ideas from movies. You literally can use places for movies that everybody has a visual of, which is really cool.
And unlike most movie game adaptations, it doesn't suck.
Yeah, right?
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be good.
It's stuff's looking good.
The game doesn't suck. The game's all
right. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I can't speak to the movie yet, but I don't think it will suck.
Trailer looks good.
From the trailer, I'm thinking this is going to be a good movie.
It has made by Hugh people Grant. Who know the game.
Yeah. Well, it's made by people that care about the game, because sometimes these properties, and there'll be somebody that, like, directed it, and they'll be like, yeah, I never played that game, or I never read that. You're like, what? How? Like, Avatar.
Yeah.
That's the best example. Still,
blue people.
Not that one.
I know.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the only one.
The only Avatar.
Pretty sure that's the only one.
Blue people.
I don't know. I don't know how they got a sequel.
Or they three. Got like 10.
Oh yeah, true. They do have more in the works.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, I do know how they got a sequel. They made all. Keep the money,
getting derailed.
Yeah. So
anyway, most of the main cast has played D&D before.
Which is, helpful.
Chris Pine hadn't previously, really, but his son...
Oh, really?
He said his son plays.
Yeah.
So to get ready, because for the movie, or it was sometime before he was cast, or after he was cast, I don't remember. But his son actually, they set up a campaign for the family and played as a family.
Awesome.
And, and he was saying after playing it, he's like, this is something that should be, there should be a D&D club in every school, mm-hmm. because it teaches interaction, it teaches acting.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it teaches
stealing.
That's a good point.
That's pretty good.
That's a good point.
So,
and you look at each other's faces and not at each other's screens.
I mean, sometimes you do look at each other's screens, because sometimes people aren't there physically.
But
we all know what you mean.
Yeah. If it were in a school, you'd probably be.
If it were in a school, it'd be
all
face to face.
Yeah, they'll get those kids off their cell phones and
off the interwebs
and Twitters.
Those were the memorable things. Those are the memorable things that we did at Comic-Con. There were a few other things we did. We also had a day of the show floor, and that's where most of this came from. I brought stuff to show off for those not watching at home on the 4D.
Yeah, the people 360. That are here.
Yeah, I brought some stuff to for visual aids, mostly, but also some other stuff, cool stuff that I want to be like, look at this, look at this.
Yeah, Matt brought show and tell.
I brought show and tell, absolutely.
Ooh, sweet.
But it, yeah, so it was a, man, it was just a, it was a fantastic week. I have nothing but thanks for the organizers or the people that organized the press passes, because that was the best event I've ever been to. Honestly, the other cons are fun. This one's better, I think, by far. The other ones are fun, and I like them, and I will go to them. But this one's the best one. You just have to get to California to get to it, so.
Well, and it's a lot more work for us, so.
Oh, it's a ton more work for us, but I'm down for that work, because I, like I said, I had a blast. I've never been more thrilled.
What did the dragon breath smell like?
Like acid.
Cool.
Have you
cool.
ever done acid?
Not that not kind of acid.
Battery acid?
I have no idea.
We really smelled like acid. Thing.
Like the acid that melts your face off.
You smell that often?
Does it melt off hands?
I don't know. I assumed that that's what happened to Brian, but apparently it was a gelatinous cube that he got it stuck in for a while.
Yeah.
And it was gone before he got his hand pulled out of there, so.
Is the gelatinous cube made out of acid?
That is
unfortunate. They actually do dissolve
things.
Yeah.
Like
organic material.
There's always room for Jello.
I can't imagine a worse death. I cannot imagine.
No, because it doesn't happen very quickly.
Slow.
It's
yeah.
slow.
And they suck you in, like you can't get out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like that one creature in Futurama.
Yeah, Horrible Gelatinous Blob is his name, and
yes.
he's super
yeah.
cool.
He
he's
really
always
is.
Eating people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty much the same thing.
So,
yep.
so I will have to say also that if you are listening to this and you don't really follow our Facebook page, this might be an episode to kind of check out our Facebook page. We have a lot of pictures from the convention, a lot of cosplay pictures, a lot of cool cosplays we saw. A lot of stuff we did, and we're just gonna have it put as much as we can. Also, check out our YouTube channel.
Yes, definitely follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
YouTube, TikTok.
We're selfishly asking you to do that because we need more followers on our social media, because there are other cons that we cannot go to unless we get more followers on the social media, not just our listeners on the main show.
Absolutely.
Yep. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your enemies.
Advocate.
Tell your enemies' pets.
Yes.
Tell everybody.
Listen, I'm just saying that like some people make a Facebook page for their dog, and if you have done that, I'm not judging you, but I am asking.
Your dog should follow us.
But I am asking.
Dogs
your
love
dog
D&D.
To follow us.
And all his dog.
It's a scientific fact.
Yeah, all their dog friends should follow us too if they have Facebook
Absolutely.
Pages as well. But yeah, seriously though, we're trying to get those numbers up because there are some conventions that
we need to get to as press
so we can report on things.
Well, so
more.
We definitely want to cover more conventions, and if you want to hear more content like that, that's the way to do it. Basically, share a podcast, like it, share it with friends. Selfish plug, total selfish plug right here.
Yeah, and we need go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. We don't have a ton of content on there right now. There's a lot of...
We're building it.
There's a lot of game live stream videos on there that we need to purge.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was inadvertently done. We didn't mean to take up real estate on our YouTube channel with that, really. But we do plan on bringing more random content to our YouTube channel.
Yeah. And the more cons that we go to, it means more content for you guys.
Cons.
Yes.
Content.
More content.
So that would be capital con.
Tent.
They need a tent that's just got con as a character, like on the sides of the tent.
Pecan!
Okay, I will also mention something about the Wrath of Khan trip that we forgot to mention. They are looking for ice cream-based Star Trek puns.
Oh, yes.
So, if you have them... Please send them to our Facebook page right now.
Find our face.
They've got to have Spocky Road by now.
Find our interview.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Trouble with Tribbles.
Find that interview on our Facebook page with the Wrath of Pecan truck, and post your ice cream Star Trek puns.
Please
there.
Do.
They really want them because they are looking for good ones that they may turn into an ice cream.
So they may do awesome. A new flavor next year. They're all user submitted puns.
Also, the truck is based in New York, so if you're native to New York, find them because they're cool people. Cool House Ice Cream Truck.
Okay.
That's COOL, obviously, but HAUS.
Nice.
Two words. Find them. They're cool people. They make a good ice cream.
They're Cool House.
Cool House.
The Cool House. Everybody chill out. Anyways.
Wow. So yeah, more entertainment content coming to our YouTube channel. God. But our interviews from San Diego will be on YouTube, also on Anchor FM. So you can watch them there. Same place where we host our normal show. Either or.
Yeah, YouTube, Anchor
Go to
FM.
YouTube, subscribe there, watch them there.
And Anchor FM.
But especially YouTube.
And especially YouTube. Yeah, check out our stuff.
And there will be more pictures being posted. And
yeah, like I said, we have more content. There's a few pictures that we haven't quite posted because we're basically going through making sure we don't do doubles. Don't want to double up on our pictures. Right. So we're working on that right now.
Sorry. So yeah, we've both got day jobs, so we haven't gotten everything.
Is there any done yet. Is there anything that we didn't mention yet that you think we need to mention, Steve?
I believe Kyle and Jake talked about all the things that Marvel announced on last week's show.
Yep. Yeah, we did. So we covered a little bit of DC as well.
Did you guys cover anything with the Rings of Power?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
But yeah, when that comes out in September, we'll watch that and we will definitely review it.
I'm down. I am so down.
Okay. Well, I think with that, I think we are finished with this episode.
Oh, guys, I'm so proud of you.
Good job. Yeah.
I love getting cheered on. Is that? That's pretty good too. Oh, come on! Come on, man!
You're welcome, Matt.
I would make that cheering one like an alarm, so like it cheers me awake.
So Jake wasn't here tonight, but if he was, would he be correct in his words, or would he be
Jake? Is wrong. Thank you.
Yeah, that clears
proud
it up.
Proud of you. You're welcome.
Proud of you.
Proud of you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for listening to our podcast this week. I am Matt, the chaotic evil moon baron.
I'm Kyle, the Lord Pope deity of the Church of Evidation.
I am the Oracle of the Oracle.
I am Han Solo.
Of the Oracle.
I'm, Stephen Fett, apparently.
Yes. Stephen Fett. Stephen Fett. Love it.
And goodbye. I love that.